For our scripture this morning, we invite your attention to Psalm 37. We're going to read for your hearing verses 23 and 24. Psalm 37, verse 23 and verse number 24. Two very familiar verses of scripture. Psalm 37, the 23rd and 24th verse. These words are recorded. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Read for your hearing from Psalm 37, the 23rd and 24th verse. May the Lord continue to bless us through his mighty word. From these verses of scripture, allow me to share with you, using for a subject, you can stumble, but you won't fall. You can stumble, but you won't fall. One particular word in our text stands out in my mind. It's the word though that stands at the beginning of the second verse, though he fall. Some translations say when he falls. Note that it does not say if he falls. See, there's a big difference between when and if. The latter states a probability. The former declares a certainty. David understood that all believers fall eventually. We stumble. We lose our way. We struggle, and sometimes we trip and fall on the journey. No one is exempt. We all fall sooner or later. It's what happens when we fall that makes all the difference. You see, we need to know that God ordains every step that we take, the good as well as the bad, the happy and the sad, the positive as well as the negative. The verb ordered is a strong word in the original Hebrew. It means to establish something so that it has a strong foundation. Proverbs 16:9 tells us that in his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. Same idea as our text. Most of us know that God directs our steps, but this verb is even stronger. God not only directs our steps, he also determines or orders or ordains our steps. This includes our going out and our coming in, our lying down as well as our getting up, our waking and our sleeping, our buying and selling, our talking, and even our listening. And it's simply because he is God, there are no accidents with him. Nothing ever happens to the child of God by luck, chance, or fate. No circumstance, whether good or bad, can come to us apart from God's determinate purpose for each of us. Most of us wonder what this new year will bring. What will happen in 2020? Will it be a good year or a bad year for us personally? Some will say that this year will be a lot like last year. In some ways, it will be business as usual. We'll have good days and bad days. We're going to have some victories as well as some defeats. We'll be sick for a while, and we'll be healthy most of the time. Some of our prayers will be answered, and some won't. Some of our dreams will come true, and some will crash on the actual hard bricks of reality. Some of our plans will come to fruition, and others will remain undone. We'll discover during this year, this new decade, that some of our friends will be there when we need them, and others will fail us when we need them the most. In many respects, life will be the same this decade because we all face the same ongoing challenges in our walk with the Lord. But we do know that our steps in this year are ordered by the Lord. He's in charge of the details of our lives. God promises that when we fall, we will not be utterly destroyed. Some versions say, though he stumbles, he will not fall. Well, picture with me, if you will, a trail that winds through a thick forest. And as the traveler moves forward down the trail, he's not able to see a rock buried just beneath the surface. And so he or she trips and falls to the ground. Or they might trip over a root, or they don't see a dip in the path. And when the path is narrow and winding, it's hard not to fall sometimes. You see, life is like that. We all stumble in many ways. The word translated utterly destroyed means to be cast headlong into a deep pit. It's what's happened when you stand at something like the Grand Canyon, looking over the edge, 3,000 feet down, when somebody pushes you, when you finally hit bottom, you don't dust yourself off and keep on going. You will have been utterly destroyed. You see, God promises that won't happen to you or me. Though we may face desperate, life-changing circumstances this year or this decade, God will not allow us to be utterly destroyed. Nothing can happen that will sever our relationship with him. The reason is clear. He upholds us with his mighty hand. Note now that the fall may be a fall into trouble, misfortune, or catastrophic, or it may be a fall into a serious moral sin. The fall might be caused by the loss of a job, a health problem, a breakup of a marriage, the end of a relationship, bankruptcy, or any sort of personal crisis that causes the loss of our reputation, or it could be moral sin, a series of dumb choices that lead our walk with God, that cause us to hurt that walk and hurt those around us as well. Sometimes the fall of circumstances causes a fall into bitterness and substance abuse, anger, rage, abuse of speech, adultery, or some other sinful action. The Bible repeatedly shows how easily this can happen to even the very best people. See, the Bible tells us that the whole truth about human nature. We see men and women who are faithful one day and fickle the next. We see Peter boasting, and then he's busted by his own sin. We see worship mixed with worry, courage followed by cowardness, faith matched with doubt, generosity followed by greed, kindness overcome by arrogance. We learn that strong people sometimes do stupid things, and saints can act like sinners. Thus Noah built an ark to save his family. And when the flood was over, he got drunk and exposed himself to his sons. By faith, Abraham left Ur of the Chaldees, following God's call to the promised land. When he got there, he lied about his wife, Sarah. Not once, but he lied twice. Before Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt, he killed an Egyptian and tried to cover up the evidence. And after David wrote, "The Lord is my shepherd," he committed adultery with Bathsheba and had Uriah the Hittite murdered in a vain attempt to cover up his action. And then there was Peter, the man with the foot-shaped mouth. On one hand, he has the courage to declare to Jesus, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." But how little he knew himself. In the upper room, he boastfully declared that even if everybody else falls away, he will never fall away. But the bold apostle soon turned to butter when confronted by a teenage girl around a campfire, lost his nerve, and began to swear like a fisherman that he was, and three times denied the Lord. You see, these stories are in the Bible both to instruct us as well as to encourage us. They teach us that even the best under pressure can do foolish things. No one is beyond the reach of temptation. Godly people can make the wrong choices and suffer greatly as the result. And they also can cause others to suffer with them. It's good that the Bible shows this to us, or we could be tempted to deny this reality. When we fall, remember that God never intended for us to stay down forever. You see, he intends for us to rise up and keep on walking with them. You see, every detail of life is under God's control. Since every detail comes under God's control, we can remain confident and peaceful even when life itself seems to spin out of control. The last part of our text in verse 23 says, "And he delights in his way." You see, the "he" refers to God, and the "his" refers to the believer. C.H. Spurgeon says, he says it another way. He says, "As parents are pleased with the tottering footsteps of their babies, all that concerns a saint is interesting to his heavenly Father." You see, God loves to view the holy striving of a soul pressing forward to the skies. Good parents know that falling is one of the things necessary as a part of learning to walk. You see, if they never fall, they'll never learn how to walk. We do our children no favors by being so protected of them that they never fall down. You see, falling isn't fun for the child, but a wise parent knows that falling always comes before walking. Now, this applies directly to the falls we take spiritually. You see, our struggles are necessary, even though they are not pleasant or easy to endure. Sometimes, oftentimes, we bring trouble on ourselves by our dumb choices that we make. And sometimes we end up hurting ourselves and those around us by repeating these choices over and over again. Our marriages end, friendships are broken, churches split, children suffer, and the cause of Christ is hurt by the things that we say and do. Sin is serious business, and we never sin without hurting ourselves and very often those around us. You see, we are joined to our Father with bands of eternal love, and that love is stronger than steel. He loves us too much to let us go on in sin forever. And when we turn back to Him, deeply guilty, fearing the worst, thinking all hope is lost, we discover then the good news that He waits with open arms for us to come home to Him. You remember the prodigal son? Finally came to his senses in the far country, having wasted all his money and goods that he had on it, as the Bible says, a righteous living, so that he ended up down there slopping with the pigs. You see, having rehearsed what he was going to say to the father when he see him and felt no longer worthy to be called his father's son, in the midst of his shame and despair while he was hiking down the road trying to get home. And after all of that, when he was a long way off, his father saw him and ran to meet him and hugged him and smothered him with kisses. You see, the things we suffer because of our disobedience prove that God still loves us. He waits anxiously for the slightest turn from us to his direction. No matter what we have done, if we will just return to the Lord, He will abundantly pardon us. You see, the trouble sometimes God permits us to fall when He could stop it. And if He permits it, then it must be ultimately for our spiritual benefit. Not the fault itself, but what we will eventually learn from it. You see, God allows us to suffer when He could stop it. Not that suffering is good, but it's often for us the pathway to enormous blessings for our lives. You first verse 24 of our text assures us that though we may stumble or fall, we will not be utterly destroyed. God would not allow anything to permanently destroy our relationship with Him. Not even death itself will sever our strong connection with God the Father. Now, when you are in the furnace, it's hard to believe that any good result can come from a fiery trial. But God says, just wait for a little while and you'll see the pure gold that comes from the fiery furnace. Sometimes our trials might lead to a promotion. Other times we might feel like we're being puked up on the beach like Jonah. But God does it both ways, and we'll probably experience both if we live long enough. Remember what happened to Job or Joseph or even Jonah? You'll find that he wasn't through with either of them, nor is he through with us just because we stumbled and fell. We will not utterly fall because God simply will not let go. Theologians call this doctrine of eternal security. It simply means that those whom God saves, he saves forever. Though we stumble and fall 1,000 times, God's love is firm because his purposes are eternal. Our salvation rests in his purpose, not in our performance, but on God's unchanging character. Martin Luther said that it takes 3 things to produce a man or woman of God. He said meditation, prayer, and temptation. We're fine with the first two because we know we need to read the Bible and pray. But most of us would not add temptation to the list. Luther meant that godly character can only be developed in the crucible of life when we fight many battles with the world, the flesh, and the devil. Prayer and Bible reading alone cannot make us godly. We need the struggles of life to make us strong. We should not pretend that our trials never happen or that disciples never suffer. You see, there's an important truth in our passage that we need to understand. God is at work in our trials and in our falls in a way that we never dreamed of. Nothing is wasted with God. All things truly do work together for our good and for God's glory, even though we rarely see that in advance. God will not put you in an unbearable situation this year, but he might put you in a situation that seems unbearable so that you might want to turn to him. God does not give his strength in advance, but only when you need it. Each day, this year, this decade, we will have what we need. We may therefore go forth this year with confidence, hope, and joy. If you're tired of your sin, get back to the cross. If you want a new start in life, get back to the cross. If you feel like a failure, get back to the cross. If you fear the future, get back to the cross. If you need hope and encouragement, get back to the cross. Remember, some things will be the same. Much will be different. And some things will be brand new to us. But be encouraged. This year, rest in the hands of a God who loves us more than we can imagine. We may stumble, but those in Christ won't completely fall. This is God's promise to us. But for those who are still outside of the ark of safety, the Bible says that there's only one step between you, destruction, and the pit of hell. But there's also just one step between you and God's Son, Jesus the Christ. It's that step of faith. Reach out to Jesus as Savior and Lord. Confess with your mouth. Believe in your heart. And the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Then he will come to you, and your life will never be the same. You may stumble, but you won't fall. May God bless you. Thank you.